Good morning. It's Craig Bennett, aka Cash King, here with DFS Army for another MLB first look. And this is the early slate. I'm going to do the early slate. It's a three gamer. It starts at 3:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We don't have a whole lot of baseball on the slate today. We got this three gamer. And then I believe we have a total of six games on the main slate that starts at 7:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But this video, I'm going to do the early slate. I don't think it gets quite enough love with the main slate, and that's where all the big prize pools are. But again, it's always nice to play a little day baseball. I will go into talk about the pitchers, maybe some stacks to go against. I think there's only two pitchers that we can really feel comfortable about playing. And again, talk about a couple hitters that profile really well against some of these pitchers. But yeah, we'll just dive right into this. Before that, hit that like button for me, subscribe to the channel. At least let's keep cranking out some content for you guys, and hopefully it helps you pull down some winners. So let's dive right into it. All right, as you can see, I have the Dominations pulled up from DFS Army. That is our optimizer for baseball. I'm going to use FanDuel, but again, I will talk about some DraftKings pricing as well. It's basically all we're going to talk about is pitching and stacks. It's very similar on both sites. It's just easier to use FanDuel with one pitcher, but we will talk about pitching as well on DraftKings. Like I said, to me, there's really only two viable pitchers that I'm only considering here. I just don't trust a lot of these other pitchers, and I think you can play about whoever you want to because the pitching's pretty cheap on both sites. So that's what I'm going to be looking at. Again, three gamer here. You know, we got two kind of, I guess, aces on the hill. One really good ace for the Dodgers. Again, we'll select pitching here. I always deselect all my pitching. Walker Buehler going up against Washington has the highest implied highest strikeout rate on this slate at 28%. Highest win odds by far. You know, Washington has the lowest implied team total. They only hit 320 against right-handers. Buehler's elite. They only do strike out 21% of the time, but Buehler, if you're playing one, if you're playing cash games, you're playing one lineup, Buehler is your guy. And the second one is definitely Corey Kluber. Didn't look horrible his first game out with the Yankees, but didn't look super fantastic. But again, going back up against the Rays, and he pitched against Toronto back on April 3rd, where he put up four innings, five strikeouts, gave up one run, but had three walks, five hits. Again, I'm not sold so much on Kluber yet, you know, coming back. But again, if we're looking for a second pitcher, it's definitely Corey Kluber for me. 25% K rate, and Tampa Bay does strike out 26% of the time against righties with a 319 WOBA. So again, those are the two pitchers for me. I'm not going to, you know, go down on any of these other ones. You could, I guess, look at Rich Hill, but going up against the Yankees, man, I just can't do it. They got a 345 WOBA against lefties, and there's just too many monsters in that lineup where I don't want to even think about taking Rich Hill. But he is 6,300, and he has the third highest K rate on this slate. And again, when you're looking for FanDuel, that's what you're looking for. So he'd be one that I guess you could look at. You know, Johnny Cueto, I can't go there. 18% K rate. Going up against Colorado, if you were going to take a third pitcher, I guess, on the slate, it would be him. But I have a hard time. See, both pitchers in this game here, I have a hard time going. But those would be the two guys I would look at. I can't go Joe Ross against the Dodgers. He's going to have a long, long day. 17% K rate. They have a 355 WOBA against righties here. So Joe Ross is going to have a long day today. And again, with Rich Hill and that Yankees lineup, I can't do it. So if you're going to drop in two more of these guys, it would be these guys from the Giants and Colorado game. But I think I'm going to stick with just the two with Buehler and Kluber. I think Buehler's upside is just so high on the slate. And he's not super expensive that you can fit him in. But if you wanted to drop in and pull one of these cheaper guys, you know, maybe Austin Gomber, I guess, you know, 20% K rate's not great. But they're not in Coors. They are in San Francisco. So I guess if you wanted to look at him or Cueto would be one of those guys. But I'm going to leave these two right now and kind of see what lineups that we get. Coming back up here, I'm just going to do 50 for the sake of this video. I always do tournament mode, fantasy points. I'll do two uniques here. And then the big thing, it's a three gamer. So what do we need to do? We need to do allow hitters versus pitchers. I'm going to pick between 0 and 2. I don't think I need to put three a full stack on one of my pitchers because, let's be honest, I'm not, you know, if the only way this would come into play for me is if I was going to play Cueto or Gomber. If I was going to play one of those guys, then it would come into play more. But I don't think it will if I'm running Corey Kluber out there. Maybe a Tampa Bay bat, a lefty or something like Meadows or something might slip into there, which would be good. But then like the Dodgers, I can't see anyone. I mean, Washington, I can't see anyone going against Buehler. So I might not even need this, but I'm going to allow it anyways, just in case maybe one of those Tampa Bay bats do come in against Kluber. I think that's where I'd be looking at. I'm not going to touch anything here with forcing players. Again, I don't mess with it too much in baseball. I'm just worried about my pitching and stacks. That is all I care about. So come down here to stacks. Again, I'm going to be running a bunch of 4-3 here. I'm just going to run 75%. On a three-gamer here, if we go over to our chart and kind of see where things line up on FanDuel, we kind of can see that FanDuel charts on a three-gamer, it looks like 39% is a 4-3, and then 36% is everything else. There's really no winnings when it comes to 4-4 stacks and three-game sample size. A little bit of 4-2, maybe put a little bit of 4-2 in there. And then the rest is 3-2, 3-1, just kind of all over the place. So so with that, I think we'll run, maybe we'll run 10% of this. We'll run 70% 4-3. And then we're going to, sorry, we're going to let the Domination Station do everything else for the other lineups just randomly. So we are going to sit on that. Again, primary stack, secondary stacks, talk about it all the time. I think for me, it's just so obvious, so hard to get off the Dodgers here. You know, Ross has that such low K rate, and they should just absolutely pummel him. They get a 5.2 implied run total, which is almost a run higher than anyone else on the board. So on these main stacks, I think it's just going to be the Dodgers for me and the Yankees. And so I might be maybe 70% Dodgers, and maybe I want 20% Yankees, or maybe 60-20 or something like that. Those are where I want my main stacks. I have a hard time feeling like in a main stack as my four that anyone else is going to beat him. Yeah, you know, maybe Kluber has his struggles and Tampa Bay gets to him. I can't see it. I'm going to go with the chalk today. I don't think that there's no way I'm going to get off this. And then again, since we're running five other teams over here, I'm just going to leave them all selected. We'll have a couple hedge stacks in here, maybe. That will run 5% on everybody, but it's still going to be very Dodger heavy, very Yankee heavy for me. And then maybe we can throw a little bit of Washington, Colorado out here. Maybe a little bit of San Francisco. Let's just set it with this and see what it does. So again, I'm just going basically Buehler and Kluber. I would do the same on DraftKings. You know, Cueto's 7,900. Kluber's 8,800 on DraftKings. It's just have a hard time. Like, there's no super, super expensive pitching. I think that's the way to go. And again, I can't play Rich Hill against that Yankees lineup. I can't do it. So let's just sit this and run 50 lineups and kind of see what it spits out at us. Maybe we can look at some bats. You know, Rich Hill throws his fastball 48% of the time against righties, and that curve 47% against righty. So that's basically what he's throwing. And again, that fastball, DJ LeMahieu, 430 WOBA, 190 ISO. Gleyber Torres, 602 WOBA, 606 ISO against that fastball against lefties. Then Stanton, I mean, they're just all killers. You know, Stanton has a 635. Yeah, I just love the Yankees here, as they're going to be popular as well. If we go look at that curveball, DJ LeMahieu, Stanton, again, crush. Those would be the two guys that I'd want the most of, just looking at pitch profiles against Hill. They seem to smash that the most. So those are the guys that I want. So if I'm not getting a ton of DJ LeMahieu or Stanton, I'm going to boost them guys up a little bit. And then if we look at over at the Dodgers, I just want to look real quick and see how the Dodgers profile against... I don't have enough data for Ross. So again, I don't think it matters. I think you're going to go the lefties for sure. Seager, Muncy, Lux, but I'm fine playing Turner, Betts. Like, the whole team is just so damn stacked. They have no problem with it. Just right here. I love to see this when I run the Domination Station Raw and I talk about pitch profiles and the projections put out DJ LeMayu and Stanton. I just love to see it. That means that the projections are on point with this and they're taking that into account. Again, get a lot of Bellinger, Muncy, Betts, Pollock. And this is what I mean. You don't need to go down to those other pitchers. You have Buehler in this lineup. And you easily have, you know, a 4-3 Dodger stack with Dodgers and Yankees. Going to be popular, but I just don't see any other way around it. So that's the way I'm going to go. Let's look here. I'll only give us 33 teams. We probably have to loosen it up a little bit because we have it too tight. Like I said, sometimes when you do this, maybe I'm not going to force them in here. Let me leave this here, not force this in, and then kind of see where it gives me 50 lineups. So this happens when you use optimizers. If you constrict it too much and it says, nope, sorry, can't do this, you don't have enough math, then it's not going to work. So take that out and kind of see what it gives me here. See if it pops out 50 lineups. And then we can kind of look a little bit and see what lineups it is giving us. So it's giving us 98% Buehler, 2% Kluber. You know what? That's probably the right thing for me. Like, I think even though the K rate's higher for Tampa Bay, Buehler's just a better pitcher. And that Washington lineup, they're not good, man. They are not good. What was it? Mad Max pitched, that offense could not get going, man. Like, I'm fine with it. If you want to go all in on Buehler on a three gamer, take a stand on it, man. Like, I'm not sold completely on Kluber. Again, if you want to force some of them in, you can throw them in on this to throw them in, but I have no problem going that. Only 4% Sanchez here, but I bet it's giving us a lot of, Bellinger and Muncy, which I understand completely here. It is giving us a little Zimmerman. Again, that's that one-off kind of thing. So, you know, maybe Zimmerman catches Buehler with a long bomb. Getting a lot of Muncy, a lot of DJ LeMayu, which I like. And we do have some Tampa Bay guys here, you know, who are forced in. Going up against Kluber as well, which I do think they could get to him. I think that would be the sneaky stack for me because I'm just not sold on Kluber yet. Again, a lot of LeMayu, a lot of Gio, Turner, 12%. Maybe we want a little bit more of that, but Seager, 16% is pretty low. I might have to go in there and bump Seager up because he has been on fire. So one way to do this, just in our optimizer here, if you're over at DFS Army, if you want these projections, you want this optimizer, head on over there, sign up, use promo code CashGig. Save 10%, get this, and as I do videos, they're going to be tailored to our Domination Station. So you can come in here, kind of see what I'm doing, and then put your own twist to it. And again, hopefully helps you win some money. So if we come in here, let's get off the pitchers. Let's go to shortstop. We look at Corey Seager. He's got a 14 projection, which is pretty high, but he is 4,300. One way, if we want to get a little bit more of him, let's just give him a 10% boost, then rerun it. And then we can kind of see if we get a little bit more of him. That's just a quick way to do it. If you want to adjust it manually, you can adjust them. You know, those quick smiley faces give you 15, 10, 5% boost on either side of it. It's just a real quick, easy way to get it. And again, when I run this, I run any optimizer. Don't make a bunch of adjustments. Make one at a time. So now we got 72% Seager, which I do like to see. 26% LeMayu at third. 32 here, so we got about 60% of him. A lot of Muncy, a lot of Bellinger, which I expect, which are good. I didn't want a lot of catchers. A lot of Pollock, a lot of Betts, Judge. I might want a little more Stanton. I don't like that 16% Stanton here. I want to boost that up a little bit. So again, come back up here, kind of look at it and be like, okay, let's go look at Stanton. We're going to give him a 10% boost. Kind of see what we're looking at here. Now, I don't know why it's giving us Bellinger in here because I believe he is. Let me make sure. I believe he is out. So the projected lineup we're getting from our provider is putting Bellinger in here in the cleanup, but we're going to take him out. The confirmed lineups won't have him in there, but I'll look and see why we're giving him in there. But Bellinger should be out for a while. I remember, he's not going to play. I don't think he plays today. So again, that's easy to do. Is just take out Bellinger. If he's hitting the projected lineups, when it gets confirmed, he will be out of there. But again, you know, I don't think he's going to be playing today. So again, we'll take him out. It's going to adjust a few things. But again, those projected lineups, I will contact our provider and ask him why they're putting him in there when he probably is not going to play, because he did not play. At least, look, I was reading a thing by Dave Roberts, you know, saying that there's no structural damage, but he could be on the IL for a little bit. We will have to see. But again, quick way to do that. Again, take him out. I gave Giancarlo Stanton a 10% boost here. Kind of see where we're hitting now. Now we're getting about 50% Stanton. I like that. Still a lot of Seager. LeMayu, we're getting still about 60%, which I'm fine with. A lot more Muncy now because of no Bellinger and a little bit of Sanchez. Still very heavy on Buehler. So I'm fine with that. Looking at this, going through the lineups, kind of seeing where it sits. Looking at our teams, you come over here. We are basically all in on the Dodgers, which I am fine up going against Joe Ross. No problem there. A lot of Yankees. And then, again, we're just filtering this in. This is going to be chalk, I will tell you this. But trying to find a way to get different here is kind of difficult. I think the Giants would be one way you could be a little bit different. If I was going to go, you know, maybe some of these riders, make, especially Darren Ruff. That's one guy. He's a lefty killer going up his gomber. So I like Ruff just because I love his power. So maybe if we don't have enough Ruff in here, if we go look and see these lineups and the players, how much Ruff do we have? I don't know if we have any. So that's something I'll come back up and I'll be like, nope. Oh, that's why he's in the exclusion. But he's going to be in this lineup against a lefty. He's a guy that I definitely would want something in there. So when those lineups do come out, I think he's going to be hitting probably the five hole. And again, a guy that I like. And that would be like the third stack I'd want. So maybe I come up here and I decide that, you know, maybe I want a little bit more San Francisco, 15%, or maybe I want 20%. Easy way to do it and run it and kind of see what we got. But again, chalk, it's very simple. It's going to be Buehler, probably Kluber number two, and then it's going to be the Dodgers and Yankees are going to be the chalk stacks. I think San Francisco righties are probably interesting as a secondary stack. And then I kind of like to hedge some of the Kluber lineups. Like, I don't mind taking some of these power bats for Tampa Bay. I think could be a little sneaky. Some Brandon Lowe, some Austin Meadows, Yandy Diaz, guys like that, Randy. Those guys all got massive power, and if Kluber, you know, struggles a little bit, maybe they can get to him. So that would be the two guys, the two teams that I would look at stacking as the under. So that's about it. Again, short and sweet. It's just a small three gamer. Again, come over to DFS Army if you want to use the optimizer. Chat with us in the VIP chat room. And hopefully I see some DFS Army helmets up top. So with that, I will see you on the flip side. Deuces.